continuing with Proudhon. Now, all systems exist only on certain conditions. And then I have to interrupt again. This sounds like Wallerstein. Quote, "My analysis is based on two premises," he wrote. "The first is that capitalism is a system and that all systems have lives. They are never eternal. The second is that to say that capitalism is a system is to say that it has operated by a specific set of rules during what I believe to be its approximately 500 years of existence," unquote. And then Emmanuel Wallerstein went on to say, and we're quoting from his chapter in the book, Does Capitalism Have a Future? Structural Crisis or Why Capitalists May No Longer Find Capitalism Rewarding. Quote from Emmanuel Wallerstein, "In my view, for a historical system to be considered a capitalist system, the dominant or deciding characteristic must be the persistent search for the endless accumulation of capital. The accumulation," and this is, sounds also like Proudhon, doesn't it? In one of his explanations for why property is impossible, continuing, "the accumulation of capital in order to accumulate more capital. And for this characteristic to prevail, there must be mechanisms that penalize any actors who seek to operate on the basis of other values or other objectives, such that these non-conforming actors are sooner or later eliminated from the scene, or at least severely hampered in their ability to accumulate significant amounts of capital." Did you hear that, economist Wolf? And all of those who advocate for a more democratic economy, right? Shall I repeat what he just said? He said, "There must be mechanisms that penalize non-conforming actors such that they are either eliminated from the scene," that is to say, who operate on values other than accumulation, endless accumulation of capital, "such that they are either eliminated or severely hampered in their ability to accumulate significant amounts of capital, which cannot do. Continuing, "all the many institutions of the modern world system operate to promote, or at least are constrained by the pressure to promote, the endless accumulation of capital. The priority of accumulating capital in order to accumulate still more capital seems to me and to Proudhon a thoroughly irrational objective. To say that it is irrational in my appreciation of material or substantive rationality," Weber's materiel rationalitas, "is not to say that it cannot work in the sense of being able to sustain an historical system, at least for a considerable length of time." This is Weber's formal rationality. "The modern world system has lasted some 500 years. And in terms of its guiding principle of the endless accumulation of capital, it has been extremely successful." Yeah, our earth has been extremely trashed. And we have been extremely dispossessed of all the land and resources. It's all in private hands, right? "However," continues Emmanuel, "as we shall argue, the period of its ability to continue to rape the planet, operate on this basis, has now come to an end." And as I said, that's from Emmanuel Wallerstein's chapter in Does Capitalism Have a Future? Are we feeling it? The need for authentic thought right now. I hope so. And rather than shortchange Proudhon by beginning and having to end before he gets a full thought out, I think we're going to have to break right here. And thank you for your patience and my incoherence. It's hard to, I know everyone gets hit in the gut by different things, but the death of Prince really hit me in the gut, and hard to explain, as I said, explain why. But I just thank you for hanging in there, and I love you as always. Most definitely. And until next week, peace.